local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you in to the start of a new week here on Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Gracie with you on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Gracie and Joe back with you here. And good to see Gracie back with me today. How was your weekend, an extended weekend down in Central Florida, Tampa area? How was it?
It was awesome. I had a great time, but happy to be back. Happy to have the next few weekends free and no traveling or anything like that, so
at least not scheduled right now.
Yeah.
I went and saw the Mission Impossible movie on Saturday. It was like the others that I've seen, but held my attention for the most part, so that was pretty good. And as you can discern, I wouldn't say sick is the word, because I feel totally fine, but this is the lowest I think that my voice has ever gotten.
Did you see my head turn when you started talking?
I
was
did.
Like, I thought I saw Joe in there, but maybe yeah, we have
maybe
someone
this
else
is,
in the next
yeah.
room.
So I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, I had a sore throat, which, I mean, I do periodically. I mean, before I came back here full time, I mean, maybe I got sick once or twice a year, but in the last few months, I've had several minor issues with a sore throat, runny nose, things like that. So about last Wednesday, I woke up with a slightly sore throat, but by Friday, it was fine. I don't really know what's happening right now, other than maybe a confluence of events emotionally, physically. Yesterday, I was extremely tired, exhausted emotionally and physically, and just every possible way. Took about an hour and a half nap at the parents' house yesterday afternoon, went to church, and actually left church early because I was just so exhausted. And I got a full 8 hours of sleep, and then I wake up this morning, and this is what I have. So no stuffed nose, just this voice. So, I mean, I don't hate the way it sounds, like as far as the depths that I'm able to reach to today, but this will not last, but you know, looking into other employment opportunities with the low tones that I can get to right now. So I don't know what's up with that. But other than that, the weekend was fine.
Okay.
But I hope my vocal cords are not like seriously damaged right now, and I'm just making it worse by talking for the next 3 hours. So we'll see how things go tomorrow. But as it is, great to see you back today.
Yeah, good to be back.
And we're in now for another just insanely hot week. We have the excessive heat warning in effect until 7 o'clock today. Likely at least an excessive heat watch in effect for tomorrow. Heat indexes around 110, 115. So please stay as cool as you possibly can out there. And of course, on Thursday, we have school back in session in our listening area. So hopefully getting everything you need to crossed off the list for your back-to-school kiddos. We do have a, in the Brownsville community tomorrow, a back-to-school giveaway. So we'll have details on that here in just a couple of minutes. We will start, as always, with our top three stories today. Number one, a federal judge is giving former President Trump until right about now to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Smith wrote in his filing that public posts by the former president and about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect their fair administration of justice.
Also, additional interest rate hikes are going to be likely needed. That's a message from the Federal Reserve governor. The Federal Reserve raised rates last month for the 11th time since March of 2022 in a move to combat inflation. The next hike decision is going to come in September.
And a Russian informant is being detained in Ukraine in an alleged plot to assassinate President Zelensky. The woman is now being questioned about working to find information on an upcoming trip Zelensky planned. Ukraine's Secret Service says the informant was trying to find details of his itinerary to give to Russian officials. Ukraine officials said they were working on the struggle against traitors in Ukraine. Those are our top three stories here today. Looking at some local headlines before we get to traffic and weather together. Escambia deputies looking into a shooting that happened this afternoon near Mobile Highway and Charbard Drive. It's about 2:20 in the afternoon after five people were arguing behind a building. Investigators say it involved at least two handguns. Four of them fled the scene while one of them stayed behind. Nobody was hurt, thankfully, but there was property damage as a result. No other information has been released on that. Also, drama in the Escambia County Commission now, as Commissioner Jeff Bragosh says, he along with Escambia County, regarding 60,000 text messages from Commissioner Bragosh's phone were illegally obtained. That's what the Escambia County says here. These allegations are the latest developments. In the lawsuit over the EMS training scandal back from 2019 that could potentially put the county out millions if they're found liable, the messages were provided as evidence by Bragosh's former political opponent, Jonathan Owens, who spoke to our Andrew McKay this morning about how he got them.
This thumb drive showed up in my office sometime last year when I was still an employee of the county. I assumed it showed up in several people's offices. As things showed up over the years, of the 8 years that I worked with the Board of County Commissioners, I mean, we had file folders show up, negative things against political activists. We've had, as you probably famously remember, a box showed up for Commissioner Bragosh as a prank.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of things that showed up in the office.
And Owens was working for Commissioner Doug Underhill at the time. He says the messages are public record. The lawsuit involves former county medical director Dr. Ramey Edler, who filed a whistleblower's lawsuit against the county alleging fraud by providing ambulance service without qualified personnel and overbilling Medicare. Escambia County denies the allegations and filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit that has not yet been ruled on. 4:16, we'll get a check of the roads and our first warning weather forecast.
Well, roads are looking pretty good this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We also are looking good throughout 98, throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point. In Navarre, we do have some slowdowns. That's going to be due to two separate accidents that happened. So 98 right near on Navarre Parkway, right near the Beach Causeway in front of the Culver's. Looks like there is a small accident that is causing some slight delays in the westbound direction. And then also we do have just typical afternoon traffic throughout Windhaven Beach. That's going to be also moving in the westbound direction as you're heading towards Navarre. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we have extremely high temperatures all throughout this week. Today, we have an excessive heat warning in effect. A high of 97 today with a low of 81 tonight with mostly clear skies. Excessive heat warning is expected for tomorrow as well, but we do have 50% chance of rain for tomorrow. It is 97 in Pensacola, 98 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at some more local headlines here, a couple in Santa Rosa County following their commission meeting this morning. So coming up on Thursday, the commissioners will vote on establishing a revised scoring and selection process for bids on county projects. The majority of the board appears to support a plan where submissions would be reviewed and scored by county staff. The top three would be recommended to the commissioners for another round of discussion. Here's Commissioner Kerry Smith.
For us to be rigging anything, I don't see that. I see a more efficient way of voting for these things, and option one seems to be the most efficient way. We go through them, we hear their cases, we take the top three, and then we re-beat that up again. That sounds like the best and most efficient way to go through it.
So this after last month's discussion when the commissioners voted 3-2 to move forward with Pensacola-based Caldwell Associates to design and construct a planned consolidated 911 dispatch center. Commissioner James Calkins voiced his opposition in that, and he's thrown out the word that the fix was in. Now, this was despite a Tallahassee-based firm scoring higher in their rankings. Also, Santa Rosa County leaders will move forward with a plan to repurpose and redevelop a known drug house in Gulf Breeze to an affordable housing unit.
We would work with the different potential folks that would do that, such as, you know, Habitat for Humanity. There's been a couple of them that have reached out in the past. And then we would utilize that piece of property to build an affordable housing unit on.
Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker there. The property, 5912 Congress Street, was seized by the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office in February after 32-year-old Damian Cleish was arrested on drug trafficking charges. The Attorney General's Office will waive contraband forfeiture fees if the property is committed to affordable housing opportunities. And we told you about that back-to-school event tomorrow that's happening at the Brownsville Community Center. It'll be from 2 to 3:30. They have backpacks, school supplies, clothing, and shoes to be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis to students while supplies last. There is a limit of one backpack per student, and they must be present to receive them. Again, that's tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 3:30 at the Brownsville Community Center. 4:20 right now, first break of the hour. We've got state and national headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money, These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
To wear your best fake smile, don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like it. She's working late and making nice of the day.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week and staying as cool as best you can. We're going to see high temperatures all throughout the rest of this week. So just try to stay cool and get ready for some hot weather following this rest of the week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our state and national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. We do just have our typical afternoon traffic, but if you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies and a low of 82, and expect another excessive heat warning for tomorrow with a high of 95. Tomorrow, we will see 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms. That's going to mostly be in the afternoon. It's 97 in Pensacola, 98 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. Taking a look at our state headlines today, starting near Miami, where volunteer divers found 32 submerged cars in Doral Lake, and they say they're likely connected to various crimes, including potentially murders, missing persons, and cold cases.
When we discover a spot like this with multiple vehicles, it pretty much indicates a crime area where they're disposing of vehicles and hiding them from law enforcement.
And that's diver Ken Fleming, who says they'll work with Miami-Dade County to remove all of the vehicles and any information they find to police that will hopefully lead to solving some of these cases.
Also, Florida gas prices are falling after hitting a new 2023 high last week. AAA reports the state average at $3.82. That's 16 cents more than a week ago and nearly 40 cents higher than a month ago. On Friday, the state average reached $3.84, beating the previous high of $3.72, which was set back in April.
Five people facing felony charges in connection to a years-long Tampa Bay theft ring. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the suspect stole over $5 million worth of merchandise from Home Depot stores across seven counties and sold them on eBay. Officials believe Pinellas County pastor Robert Dell led the operation for more than a decade.
Also, a man has been rescued from a partially submerged boat after more than 24 hours at sea off the coast of Florida. The 25-year-old Charles Gregory went missing 12 miles off the shore after he set out on a 12-foot John boat on Friday. His family reported him missing later that day after he did not return to St. Augustine. Gregory had set out for an early morning fishing trip when a wave hit his boat. His flat bottom vessel, knocking him into the water. He managed to get back on board, but was swept out to sea and struggled to stay alive under the Florida sun until the Coast Guards got him.
Wow. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Governor Ron DeSantis tells NBC that if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win.
If, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago. If it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
He also says, of course, Trump lost in 2020, but at the same time, also said it was not a good run election.
The cost of back to school supplies is more with inflation. A Florida parent says that she has been more careful of her spending. The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record of $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion.
A coral reef off of the Florida Keys is completely bleached after the recent heat wave. Scientists with NOAA made the discovery during recent dives around the Chica Rocks Reef, says they've never seen anything like it.
We do indeed expect some mortality, but we're working as hard as we can day and night to make sure that we save and rescue as much of the genetic diversity and biomass in those nurseries as possible.
And the recent higher marine temperatures have caused algae in the water to produce toxins that bleach the coral. Usually bright-colored coral are now totally white and showing symptoms of heat stress. So that's a look at our Florida headlines today. We spent a lot of time in the past couple of weeks talking about the water surface temperature being a lot hotter. Last week, there was an update from Colorado State saying that they were now predicting an above-average hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center, at some point this month, will put out their latest hurricane updated hurricane forecast. As of now, though, taking a look at the National Hurricane Center website, no new activity is forecast over the next 48 hours and the next 7 days. So that is some good news there, as we are now at August 7th. But of course, with the water temperatures being what they are, the coral reef situation out there does not inspire a whole lot of confidence in me that it's going to be a quiet season for very much longer, as we're getting closer and closer to the peak of Atlantic hurricane season right now. 4:30, we'll have the Fox News update when we return all of today's national headlines and getting into some pop culture, health science, and entertainment as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Along with the summer heat, gas prices are also rising, up nearly 30 cents a gallon in the last month. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
And it's actually much worse than that, because there's an overall surge in the cost of living for Americans. Fruits and vegetable costs up. Gas to get to and from work also up.
AAA reports the current average for a gallon of regular nationwide is $3.82. A year ago, it was $4.06. North Korea has recently tested several missiles near South Korea. State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
We continue to condemn the missile launches that they have tested in recent weeks. We continue to condemn their pursuit of a nuclear weapon and would hope that they would engage in talks, which they have shown so far no inclination to do.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is also ramping up military production. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Are Americans losing their appetite for plant-based meat? Seems that way. Beyond Meat, after today's closing bell, reported another quarterly loss and said revenue tumbled 30% from the year-ago quarter to $102.1 million. In addition, the company put out a full-year revenue guidance in a range of $360 to $380 million, below analyst forecasts for $387 million. In response, Beyond Meat shares are sliding 8.3% in after-hours trading. Tough times at Tyson Foods, meanwhile. The food company's quarterly results, which missed expectations, were hurt by falling chicken and pork prices, along with slowing demand for its beef products. Not only that, but Tyson says that in a bid to reduce costs, it is closing 4 more U.S. chicken plants and evaluating all operations. Shares of Tyson skidded 3.8% today. Stocks began the new week on a positive note overall, however. Blue chips particularly strong. The Dow Industrials rebounding 407 points. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline.
I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. No one knows how this season will pan out for the New York Jets, but it's had a storybook beginning. Two members of the Jets were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend, Darrell Revis and Joe Klecko. And while neither of those players won a Super Bowl with the Jets, if you're looking for good omens, that should qualify. I'm Maggie Gray.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty for me.
Frosty and a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a chance to talk to Jonathan Owens, formerly a candidate against Commissioner Jeff Bergosh in District 1 and the aide for Doug Underhill. All of the text messages that were on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone in which he was doing county business somehow got leaked to Jonathan, and then they wound up involved in the lawsuit that Ramey Edler, the former medical director, is bringing against Escambia County. The FBI is actually involved in this whole case. You can find that podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying the start to your week despite these high temperatures. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, and it definitely is Joe. His voice is a little bit deeper than usual, so it might not sound exactly like Joe, but we promise it is.
Yeah.
We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national stories, and then we'll get a rundown of our sports, health, business, and science, and as well as pop culture. We are looking great on our roads this Monday afternoon. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We do have some typical afternoon slowdowns on 98. A small accident, 98, going westbound throughout Windhaven Beach may make those typical afternoon traffic just a little bit heavier, but right now it's looking pretty good. Looks like that accident is in right off of Marker Cove. So just keep that in mind. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that the most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. And you can learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com. For weather, just real quickly, we do have a excessive heat warning in effect with a low of 82 tonight, mostly clear skies, and expect another excessive heat warning for tomorrow. 97 in Pensacola, 98 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
It is like the episode of Friends where Phoebe had the cold and the lower raspy voice, yeah. And she loved the way that it sounded. I mean, I don't hate the way I sound right now because it is super deep, and I can just feel the power and the authority emanating through the microphone across the radio wavelengths all over the metro area. So I do feel that. I don't feel bad. I don't have a fever or anything. I'm not like I normally would be with a cough or cold, so I don't know what it is.
We should record a song before it goes away.
Maybe, yeah, see. We should. Normally a baritenor, I'll be just like the lowest bass you've ever seen. But we'll see how long it lasts. But it doesn't, at least I don't think it doesn't sound terrible right now. 439 here. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Of course, we do always appreciate your texts, whether it's anything that we're talking about. Of course, your traffic tips as well. Certainly always appreciate those. Monday means that, we're back to the grind. We got another week. We will have the week one of the NFL preseason. So a lot to get to here as we are approaching the middle of August and taking a look at some national headlines today. Today, actually 25 years since the deadly U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, Secretary of State Antony Blinken honored the 224 people killed in the attacks. He says the bombings awakened the U.S. to the scourge of terror. The attacks were carried out by the terrorist group Al-Qaeda.
Also, a former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020 is being sentenced to prison. That's Tu Tao. He was sentenced for 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. He will serve his state sentence at the same time as his federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights.
Alabama police there in Montgomery. I don't know if you got a chance to see this video. I saw it this morning just scrolling through TikTok. So four arrest warrants have been issued for a group who became involved in a brawl along the city's riverfront over the weekend. It happened Saturday night at a docking station at Riverfront Park. A viral video of the incident appears to show the fight taking place when a uniformed black crew member of a riverboat tried to get the operators of a pontoon boat to move from a reserved space. The video shows the black man being knocked to the platform by a group of white men, and then a violent scene involving several more people erupted. So it's basically like this, from what the portion of the video I saw. I didn't see the whole thing because I think it goes on for several minutes, but this started out with a group of white men essentially jumping this black guy, and then other black guys who are kind of just around the area see what's happening, and so they all run to his defense. So this turns into a big brawl. You know, people were like, you know, kind of like in the old Western saloon fights where, you know, people are holding up chairs and benches and just throwing them at people. And so it was pretty crazy that happening in Montgomery, Alabama over the weekend.
hopefully, I mean, I'm sure many people are just walking around the Riverwalk Park trying to enjoy, you know, and not expecting to see that craziness happen. So also coming out of Alabama, Alabama could host a Republican presidential debate. So the word is from the state GOP chairman, John Wall. He says that he's been working on plans to bring a debate to Alabama for a while. The first Republican presidential debate is going to be August 23rd in Wisconsin. So far, seven candidates meet the qualifications to participate.
Also, two U.S. military veterans died after a drone strike in Ukraine. Former U.S. Marine Lance Lawrence and former Army officer Andrew Weber died on July 29th fighting in an operation against Russian forces. That's according to various media reports and public posts from some who knew them. At least 14 American citizens have died while fighting in Ukraine since the war broke.
Also, families of service members killed during the chaotic pullout of the Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Kelly Barrett, who lost her son in the Kabul airport, there was a congressional formal in California today. Many said that they have received answers from the administration on what occurred when 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing.
Just shy of 4:45 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a quick look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So actually a pretty big series involving the Miami Marlins gets underway with the Cincinnati Reds. As far as playoff positioning goes, both teams fighting for a wild card spot there. So that series starting in Cincinnati, 5:40 start time there. The Rays have the day off, and the Braves are in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates. That one starts at 6:05 on ESPN+. Another big fight over the weekend involving the White Sox and the Guardians. Major League Baseball today handing out several suspensions after the fight that started with White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson and Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez after a play at second base. Anderson fell to the ground after getting punched to the face from Ramirez. Anderson was suspended for 6 games, Ramirez for 3. NFL news today. Free agent running back Kareem Hunt is scheduled to visit the Saints tomorrow. This comes after running back Eno Benjamin was placed on IR with a ruptured Achilles and Alvin Kamara's suspension for the first 3 games. And Simone Biles returning to the gymnastics arena. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics at the U.S. Classic, her first competition since 2021. Biles performed in 4 events, landed the highest overall score of the night, so she easily qualified for nationals later on this month. 4:45 now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, the roads are actually looking pretty good this Monday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 98. Expect slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach as you're moving towards Navarre in the westbound direction. And if you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm, but of course it will be warm with an overnight low of about 80 degrees. No rain tonight, but there is a chance a shower or thunderstorm will pop up on Tuesday. We've got about a 50% chance for rain, and that'd be nice because it will help to cool things down. Tuesday, another hot one with heat alerts in effect and high temperatures mid-90s with those heat index values way up around 110 or even above. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m., and our low tonight is 97 in Pensacola, 96 in Gulf Breeze, and 98 in Milton with a heat index of 103. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In health, business, and science notes, companies that allow at least one day of remote work each week increased staffing nearly twice the rate of companies with full-time office requirements. So research shows that workers view hybrid work arrangements as equal to 8% of a pay increase. According to analysts of more than 3,600 companies by Scoop Technologies. The share of U.S. job postings advertise hybrid working arrangements has increased as fully remote postings have fallen. That's according to separate data from LinkedIn.
So speaking of that, one of the more, I would say, ironic companies that is telling their employees to come back to the office is Zoom.
Yeah.
So the platform became a staple app during the height of the pandemic at work and for personal use. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes in a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees. Workers who live close to an office will be required to work on site to interact with their teams.
Yeah, that's super weird. And I feel like a lot of companies that even have gone back to work, they still use Zoom. Like instead of having like a conference meeting, they're like, okay, well,
stay on Zoom, yeah.
Yeah, so this is just another, you know, you didn't think doctors were going to have to warn people not to do this. And people are just, I don't know, just doing whatever TikTok tells them. Well, doctors are warning against using vegetable oil in your eyes, despite some folks on social media encouraging its use for eyes. There's a widely seen video going around TikTok that's showing people rubbing castor oil around their eyes and promoting it as a way to treat eye-related issues. Doctors say that it could cause an infection and recommend seeing an eye or vision specialist instead of it having problems.
As we age, our brain function diminishes, but there's a simple way to delay the wear and tear on the brain. Sherilyn Jackson with Kansas State University says moving your body is critical. She adds that physical activity reduces the production of stress hormones, increases the release of feel-good hormones, and helps us sleep better. And it doesn't have to be strenuous to get the benefits. Just getting out of your chair and walking around every half hour can work wonders for your brain. 4:49 right now. Get a quick couple of pop culture notes in before the final break here. Mega Millions now just over $1.5 billion. There was no grand prize winner Friday night. Site of the only documented exorcism in the U.S. is closing. Gracie, would you like to take a tour before this closes?
I think I'm good.
All right. The St. Alexius Hospital in St. Louis filed for bankruptcy. The hospital, founded back in 1869, later became the basis for the book The Exorcist. It was decided in the late 1970s to demolish the wing of the hospital where the exorcism took place. I will be honest with you, the only reason I included the story today was because of the movie preview that we both saw and hated last week.
Yeah. I hate that movie.
It was awful.
Going to get a quick break. It's 4:50. Come back with some wacky and weird headlines and some good news to start off our Monday show right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our wacky and weird headlines and some good news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. We do have everyday afternoon traffic westbound throughout Windhaven Beach on 98, but other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. with a low of 82 for tonight. Mostly clear skies tonight, and coming up tomorrow, we do have a slight chance of rain. Another heat advisory in effect with a high of 95 for tomorrow. It's 97 in Pensacola, 98 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 103. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I've been told that I sound horrible. Also, that people all over the metro area are putting COVID masks over their radio speakers. So maybe I don't sound as awesome as I thought I did.
I don't think you sound sick. I just think you sound like you had a voice transplant. Yeah, like I just didn't think it was you.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I promise, I mean, other than the voice, I do not feel sick at all. So it's a mystery. Maybe if there's any ear, nose, throat specialists that could weigh in on my diagnoses, I'd love to know, because just woke up like this after I got a full 8 hours of sleep. I did have a little bit of a sore throat like Wednesday, but by Friday I was fine. And then I don't know, but maybe this is a permanent change. We'll just have to wait and see there. Looking at some wacky, weird headlines here. So I thought this was a couple of things. A man in California caught on surveillance video stealing a bike from somebody's garage. The garage was open, but it sounds like nobody was home at the time. So the thief was looking at this $1,300 bike, and the homeowner's golden retriever shows up on the camera to greet the burglar, and the thief actually stops what he's doing and goes over to pet and play with the dog. Here's what it sounded like on the camera.
All right. because you're so cool. Come here. Because you're the coolest dog I've ever known. I love you too. You're a sweetheart. How long you come home with me? Where's your dad? Where's your dad? She's not enough to leave your garage open.
So, yeah, that was the burglar there. So he leaves the garage with the bike, not on it yet. The dog comes out, and it's like at the moment he has a change of heart because he puts the bike back in the garage,
yeah.
Then kneels down and plays with the dog and's talking to him, and then he still steals the bike.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't even know, but that dog did look cute and happy. Like, that dog was so happy that there was that human there to pet him. I was like, yikes. Okay, also a wacky and weird story coming out of the Hamptons. Well, some Hampton teens, they threw a giant fish off the roof of this fancy restaurant. It's La Belle Bouquet is the restaurant. It's in Sag Harbor. They threw a 20-pound striped bass that crashed down onto the tables, causing chaos among the diners, sending glass and plates flying. Medics were called for a woman who ended up getting cut and was bleeding, and cops in an ambulance came as well. Apparently, no arrests have been made, but restaurant staffers do have some leads on who the young culprits are. The place, which also has a Manhattan location, is popular among diners, including Jeff Bezos.
And finally, some good news. A postal worker in Scotland saved a vulnerable senior citizen by foiling an attempted scam attempt at the last minute just before the woman mailed off $3,000 to the swindler. The postal worker noted that the woman, who was a known customer, looked visibly shook when she came in. The manager, Najma Mohammed, asked what was in the package, and the woman told her. As this was happening, the scammers called her back. Najma was the one who answered, and then they hung up. So pretty cool there. And being aware of people's body language will often tell you certain things about what may or may not be going on there. 4:59 is the time right now. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.